In Greece, party leaders are back at the negotiating table today after failing to agree yesterday on a new coalition government. The national elections 8 days ago ended in a deadlock with no party winning enough seats to form a government. But the chances of forming a coalition are low now that one leftist party has pulled out of the talks. That brings Greece one step closer to new elections and casts serious doubt on its continued membership in the Euro currency union and the European Union as a whole. So what is the mood in Greece, which has endured some of the toughest austerity measures in Europe? The BBC's former Athens correspondent Richard Galpin went back to Greece to gauge the mood of the people.
I was based here during the heady days of the Athens Olympics in 2004 when the country was riding high, having pulled off a successful Games, albeit at a very high cost. Now, here in Athens, it feels so different. It's quite shocking seeing how run down some parts of the city are, buildings covered in graffiti, others bearing the scars of riots, shops closed in some areas. And many Greeks have one thing on their mind, that is to get out of the country. Well, I'm inside a very old house here in the Plaka district of Athens, and this is being used as an exhibition centre. And with me is George Neris, who is the head of the arts production company Synthesis, which runs this and a whole network of artists. You are going to leave the country, you're going to move to the UK. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Unemployment now is at 20% or more. So one of the ways that you can do something about it is go someplace where there are jobs. So this way you decrease unemployment overnight and you go some other place where there are jobs. And you start working, as simple as that.
Well, we're on our way to a town called Elefsina, just outside Athens, an industrial town which has been particularly hard hit by the acute economic downturn of the past few years. According to the latest national figures for unemployment, around about a quarter of the workforce have so far lost their jobs. For people under the age of 25, the situation is even worse. About 54% are without work.
In a cafe in the heart of Elefsina, I met up with Athanasios Zafiropoulos, an accountant. Last year, he, like so many others here, was sacked, his company slashing the workforce to survive the recession. Athanasios is married with two young children. He cannot find another job and says the unemployment benefit he receives from the state is nowhere near enough to support his family.
You can't get along with this only if you cut your real needs. Your real needs should be cut off.
Oh. As we spoke, an elderly woman approached us, begging for money to buy food.
This shouldn't happen here in Greece. All people at this age have worked and worked and worked and worked, and now they beg for one small bread.
Those cries for help grow more numerous every month as the unemployment figures continue to rise rapidly. Not surprising, then, that after 2 years of brutal cutbacks in jobs, wages and pensions, the mental health of the population is now suffering. Suicide is much more common. Aris Violatsis is a psychologist working for a helpline which receives calls from those thinking about taking their own lives.
I can tell you that in 2011 we had twice as many phone calls as in 2010, while in 2012 we see that we will go even higher than that. That's no good news.
And at the moment there's very little to suggest the news is going to get better anytime soon. Instead, the pain being felt by the Greek population is likely to get even worse.
That report from the BBC's Richard Galpin in Greece.